Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, my mom always used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So that's what I'll say about yesterday. We move on to the new day. We have one college football game of the docket. It is the Armed Forces Bowl. I guess I can say something positive about college football. We did go 2-0 on college football yesterday. So there's my positive. The Armed Forces Bowl. Army minus the 6.5 over Missouri. Army is coming off the disappointing loss to Navy. They ended the season 8-4. Missouri won 2 of 3 down the stretch, including the upset win over Florida to finish 6-6. But the Tigers have had several injuries and some transfers leading up to this game. Army is 3-1 in bowl games under Coach Munkin. So I like the Black Knights of Army laying the 6.5 over Missouri. Now we go to the Frozen Pond. We're in the NHL. They're on COVID pause, so nothing to bet. So we switch to the association. We're in the NBA. We like the Rockets and the Bucks to go under 224.5. So the simulator is heating up. It is back-to-back-to-back wins. Tonight, they say we have a 75% chance to go under. That sounds good to me. So let's make it 4 straight with the Rockets and the Bucks under the 224.5. Now we go to college basketball. It is our normal 7 games on the card. And I'll be honest, I think I need to go to confession. Yeah, we're going to play 7 chalk. I haven't done it definitely on this podcast, and I can't remember the last time I bet this many chalk in a single day. Whew, I don't know. Here we go. Our play of the day is Denver minus the 2.5 over St. Thomas. Yeah, back to Summit League basketball. We bet on both of these teams in the conference opener and won earlier this week. Denver is 8-4 against the spread. The Tommies are 7-3. Denver has the better overall resume, and they have the home court tonight. So I'm on the Pioneers minus the 2.5 over the Tommies. Next up, we head to Valpo minus 14.5 over William and Mary. So Valpo rallied to cover earlier this week for us against Eastern Michigan. And now they get the 0-11 tribe of William & Mary. 5 road games so far for William & Mary, 5 double-digit losses. I keep hyping Kobe King for Valpo. Today is the day he gives us 30 points. I'm taking the brown and gold of Valpo, minus the 14.5. Next up, we head to the Diamond Head Classic in Hawaii, where it is Northern Iowa, minus 2 over Liberty. So I'm a sucker for Ben Jacobson. He's one of my favorite college basketball coaches. Don't be shocked if they turn around their season this week and win this tournament. They have upset wins over St. Bonnie and Marshall of late, but other than that, they're 0-6 in all other games, against the spread, that is. Liberty is good with wins over Missouri and East Carolina, but today I like the Panthers minus the 2 over Liberty. Next up, we go to the marquee game on the board. It is Tennessee. Minus 2 over Arizona. Definitely the best game on the board today. Arizona is 11-0 with wins over Illinois, Michigan, Wichita State, just to name a few. Tennessee has lost to Texas Tech and Villanova so far this year, but they do have wins against North Carolina and Colorado. Home court advantage to the Vols, so cue the overrated chance. Number 6 is going down tonight. I'm on the Vols, minus the 2 over Arizona. Next up, it is Mercer, minus 7 over Troy. So Mercer had won 4 straight prior to that 12-point loss to Florida Gulf Coast. Troy has won back-to-back games, and they have 3 upset wins so far this season. I like this Mercer club, so I'm going to play the Bears, minus the 7 tonight over Troy. Now we go to the ACC, where we like Virginia, minus the 3 over Clemson. So Clemson has won 3 straight, including a 14-point win over South Carolina last time out. UVA has lost to James Madison, Navy, Houston, and Iowa so far this year. But you can see the improvement already in this club. Don't sleep on Virginia. Tony Bennett has a good team, and they will be a factor in the ACC. So I'm going to lay the 3 tonight on Virginia over Clemson. Then your final game on the card is South Dakota, -3 over UMKC. So the Coyotes dropped their conference opener, losing at home by 9 to Oral Roberts. I can't see this team losing back-to-back home games in conference to start the year. If that happens, fade them the rest of the way. It's December, and I'm declaring this a must-win already for South Dakota. I'm taking the Coyotes, -3 over the Kangaroos. So let's recap your card here for a Wednesday. College football in the Armed Forces Bowl. We like Army, -6.5 over Missouri. In the NBA, we have the Rockets and the Bucks going under the 224.5. College basketball, your play of the day, Denver, -2.5 over St. Thomas. We also like Valparaiso, -14.5 over William & Mary. We like Northern Iowa, -2 over Liberty. We're on Tennessee, -2 over Arizona. We like Mercer, -7 over Troy. We're on Virginia, -3 over Clemson. And we're on South Dakota, -3 against UMKC. That's as chalky as you will ever hear on this podcast. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.